You're now listening to the English News Sub Kang Tao Radio and Television Station. On March 27, the Standing Committee of Kang Tao City Party Committee held a meeting to evaluate the first quarter's work results and implement the work program for the second quarter. The City Party Standing Committee stated that the party's resolutions, guidelines, conclusions, and regulations are applied seriously and successfully. In the first quarter of this year, the work of strengthening the party and the political system continues. The City Party Committee achieved roughly 38% of its 2014 resolutions objective during the quarter by admitted 607 new party members. On March 27, the Secretary of Kang Tao City Party Committee, Nguyen Van Hieu, had a working session with the Party Committee of Party Authority People Office Block to evaluate the first quarter's work results and implementing the second quarter work program. Secretary Nguyen Van Hieu asked the Block Party Committee to examine, assess, and create a plan to eliminate constraints and shortcomings through assessment and rating in a systematic way. At the same time, strengthen initiatives and strategies to raise the standard and the efficacy of officials and party members' political and ideological education. On March 28 morning, Steering Committee 515 of Kang Tao City organized a conference to summarize the implementation of Decision No. 75 and No. 35 of the Prime Minister on regimes, policies, and assurance work for organizations and individuals responsible for searching and gathering materials remain in the period of 2014-2023. The Ministry of Military Affairs of the city always advises and helps the City Steering Committee 515 to deploy and organize to ensure regimes and policies for forces directly performing the task of searching and gathering the remains of martyrs with a total number of more than 5.5 billion Vietnam Dong. On March 25th afternoon, Ninh Kiều District Party Committee held an expanded District Party Executive Committee conference to evaluate the implementation of tasks in the first quarter and implement the work program for the second quarter of 2024. Ninh Kiều District Party Committee concentrated on leading and overseeing the implementation of the proposed 2014 resolution in the first quarter, and they were successful in every endeavor, most notably arranging the assessment and rating of various party, Fatherland Front, and district social-political organization officials and civil personnel. On March 28 morning, the city inspector organized a training conference on protecting state secrets in 2024 and on security and network information safety for about 80 students who are leaders of the city inspectorate, city inspection civil servants, and inspectors of departments, sectors, and districts in the city. The Prime Minister has just approved a decision regulating the mechanism to adjust the average retail electricity price to replace Decision No. 24 issued in 2017. The new electricity price adjustment mechanism has just been issued with many changes applied every 3 months and may increase or decrease. To account for updating electricity generation costs, electricity purchase costs from power plants that provide auxiliary services following basic input parameters in the electricity generation stage and other costs not included in the electricity price. The average selling price of electricity is taken into consideration for adjustment. It is expected that from April, the Ministry of Labor, War, Invalids and Social Affairs will pay Social Security on the VNEID application instead of using cash as currently. Payment accounts will be integrated into the application for people who qualify for assistance. Openness, transparency, and the correct person will be ensured by payment through the application. All users need to do is visit the application to monitor the full transaction and payment outcomes. The Ministry of Public Security states that this will be tested before being fully evaluated because the legality is still pending. Payments will initially only be made with a linked VNEID account. On March 27, Mr. Wing To-hing, Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, presided over the script and stage design of the art program to celebrate the 49th anniversary of the South Liberation and National Reunification Day, May Day, 70th anniversary of the Mingfu's victory, and 134th anniversary of President Ho Chi Minh's birthday. Vice Chairman Wing To-hing requested to continue looking for a variety of appropriate works for each section and chapter, and arrange the stage and any associated objects. Keep in mind that maintaining environmental hygiene and safety requires careful attention as the season change. On April 29th at 7 p.m, a live broadcast of the program will take place at Embankment Park, Residential Area 586, on Gangneung City Radio and Television Station. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.